From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The first medals have been awarded at the Rio de Janeiro Olympics. It was a full day of competition, and an American teenager won the first gold medal. Jenny Thrasher, a 19-year-old competitor in the women's 10-meter air rifle event, edged two Chinese shooters to take the gold. Meanwhile, Hoang Soon Vinh gave Vietnam its first ever Olympic gold medal by winning the men's 10-meter air pistol. Belgian cyclist Greg Vandermatt won gold in the men's cycling race, while South Korea defeated the United States to take the gold in the team archery event. Gold medals were also awarded in swimming, women's weightlifting, men's and women's judo, and women's fencing. The U.S. Olympic men's basketball team began its charge toward a third straight gold medal with a 119-62 rout of China. President Obama, meanwhile, used his weekly media address to celebrate the beginning of the Games and call for all Americans to get behind Team USA. Mr. Obama said that the team serves as an example of unity in diversity.
It's about the character it takes to train your heart out, even when no one's watching. Just hard work, focus, and a dream. That's the Olympic spirit. And it's the American spirit, too.
The president called on all Americans to cherish the opportunity to come together around one flag despite political differences. He said Americans should enjoy the peaceful competition and sportsmanship in a time of challenges around the world. Mr. Obama also praised members of the first-ever refugee team as personifying endurance. The first family left Washington Saturday and will spend the next 2 weeks in Martha's Vineyard, the family's last vacation of Mr. Obama's presidency. This is VOA News. Syrian rebel groups say they have broken through areas around the northern city of Aleppo after fierce fighting. According to the powerful ultra-conservative Ahrar al-Sham group on Twitter, rebels had seized control of Ramusa on the southwestern edges of the city and opened the route to Aleppo. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports that fighters of Jaish al-Fatah and the rest of the rebel and Islamic factions advanced and met with rebels inside the besieged city. Pro-government media outlets denied the siege had been broken, and a U.S. State Department official said the situation was too fluid to comment. Meanwhile, earlier reports said Saturday that a coalition of Arab and Kurdish fighters had taken almost complete control of the strategic northern city of Manbij that had been a stronghold of the Islamic State group. Belgian police say a man wielding a machete and yelling Allahu Akbar was shot and killed Saturday shortly after he injured two female police officers in the city of Charleroi. The attacker was shot by a third police officer and later died at a hospital. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said he was closely monitoring the situation and strongly condemned the attack. He said, "Our first thoughts are with the police, with the victims. This is a new drama. I will be back in Brussels Sunday, and I will immediately go to meet security forces in the morning." The Charleroi attack came after 32 people were killed in March during coordinated bombings on the Brussels airport and a subway station. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for that attack. South African President Jacob Zuma has acknowledged the country's local elections were hotly contested, as his governing African National Congress Party recorded its worst results since the end of apartheid. The ANC lost its grip on local government in Tshwane, the home of South Africa's capital Pretoria. The ANC beat the Democratic Alliance in the Johannesburg municipality election, although it fell short of an outright majority. And Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump appeared at private fundraising events and a public rally in the northeastern United States on Saturday. Trump made his first visit to the state of New Hampshire since winning the state's primary in February. The Boston Globe reports the Republican nominee attended two fundraising events in Massachusetts, one hosted by Bill Koch, the brother of well-known and wealthy Republican donors Charles and David Koch. He later traveled to New Hampshire for a rally at a high school. Hillary Clinton has nothing on her schedule until Monday. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.